Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
Rarely take care.
Yeah.
Who do you have your $5,000 benefit with? Grab it if you can. We'll take a look at it. Maybe we'll just save you. In some cases, I can give you enough. What you're paying for your $5,000, I can get you enough to pay for maybe $6,000 or $7,000. It won't cost you anything that way. That if you have your policy handy.
Huh?
Do you have the policy handy?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And how long have you had that, you know?
I had that for a long time.
I mean, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years?
Longer than that.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how much you pay them for $5,000?
$37.
$37.10.
I just
made it.
Took care of my couple of days, so I know it's
$37. Mm-hmm. And you just turned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Health is good?
Yep. Well, except this friggin' knee.
You've had it quite a while.
I've had it a long time. But I've just, when I got that letter, and it's like a special for senior citizens, you know what you think. But I think that I've been thinking about, I think I better just stay where I am. I mean, I've set all set up here. And,
well, let me explain to you how this works, and you can decide what you want to do. Our program's not going to jeopardize or change anything you have. I'm not going to take you out of I'm not going to take you away from banker's life. But like you said, your concern is $5,000 won't take care of it any longer.
That's right.
When you bought that 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I've been in this business for 21 years. I was raised in the funeral business.
Mm-hmm.
My parents used to own a funeral home in Hays, Kansas. Had they not divorced and sold it, I'd be a funeral director today.
Yeah.
Well, back in 1981, when I came to this business, 21 years ago, 1988, the average funeral was only $3,000. So I set up a lot of $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000 programs.
I thought $5,000 to take care of.
Yeah. And today the average funeral runs over $7,000, and they expect within the next 5 years it'll be over $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your health is good. You could easily live another 5 years.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden you're sitting here with a $5,000 benefit that's not even adequate today. You pass away 5 years from now, it's only going to pay for half of it. You're going to end up getting cremated instead of buried. Well, but that's, you know, this is something I told some people this morning. You know, when I grew up in the funeral business, my dad averaged over 70 funerals per year. Over 10 years, he had 700 funerals. Only five were cremations. Because back in the 60s and 70s, the cost of cremation, we had to go all the way to Kansas City to do it, was as expensive as a ground burial.
Mm-hmm.
So the only people that got cremated were the people that wanted to be cremated. Well, today, 40% of every funeral is a cremation. Because a lot of people in the situation you're in, you bought a program 15 years ago that was adequate,
mm-hmm.
haven't changed it, you passed away, and the funeral director says, well, I'm sorry, there's not enough money to bury your mom, but we can sort of cremate her for $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or you guys can come up with the other $5,000 out of your pocket. Well, they're going, we don't have any money.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, mom, you don't want to be cremated, but you're getting cremated. So that's why 40% of all funerals today are cremations, not because the person wanted to be cremated, it's because the money's not there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm not going to come in here and jeopardize anything you've done. I'm not going to take away from what you have. We're just going to supplement it and make it better. And that's the concern that so many of my clients have, is that, well, I got a program, but it's just no longer adequate. All I want is just another $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. We can do that. But we don't have to come in and say, okay, first of all, you're going to get rid of your banker's lock. We're just going to start all over. Well, that would be foolish. If you had it 15 months, I would probably recommend that, but not 15 years. That'd be foolish. Yeah. So, yeah, I wouldn't even mess with that. But to add another $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, even, well, you would have to add $5,000. See, the nice about a program is you can stair-step it up as you need it. You need another $3,000 now. Now, if you live another 3 or 4 years, you might need another $2,000 later, but let's cross that bridge when we get to it. It's just like with your banker's life. Had you known you were going to live till 2009 or 2015, you would have bought a $10,000 program back when you were 60 years old.
Yeah.
But when you were 60 years old, $10,000 was, why would I need that? In fact, when I first came into this business 20 years ago, I could not have even sold you a $10,000 program. They didn't have them. $5,000 was as big as we could go. Wasn't any need for anything bigger than that. Well, today, I can go as high as $25,000. And I tell a lot of my clients that are 60 years of age or 55 years of age, I said, you know, they say, well, how much is a funeral right now? I said, who cares what they are right now? You're not going to die right now. You're going to die 20 years from now. Max this thing out. Buy a $20,000 or $25,000 program, and you'll never be sorry. See, if someone gave you that same piece of advice, you would have never had to mail that card to me, because you'd be sitting with a $10,000 program today and not have to worry about it. Well, unfortunately, you know, I've got a lot of $5,000 policies out there also that I set up 20 years ago and 15 years ago that I've had to go in and supplement to make sure they were adequate. But you can do that very well. Let's just take a look for you. Another $5,000 here, looking at around $48 for another $5,000. If you do another $3,000. Dollar a day, $35.68. That'd give you a total of $8,000. Well, we squander a dollar a day, whether it's a cup of coffee or a Coke or a candy bar, or I'm going to run over to McDonald's and have a burger and a soda. We don't do it every day, but we do it. This program is like a savings account. How long would it take you to save $3,000 at a dollar a day? Almost 10 years. Almost 10 years, not quite, about 8.5, almost 9 years. And we give it to you just like that. That's the advantage of these programs. So this, you know, one of the first things you said, I'm sorry, I'm wasting your time, I can't afford anything. This program doesn't cost anything.
Sure does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't cost a dime. Okay? Because we eventually have to pay the money back.
Well, I know, but...
Yeah, you got to pay a premium. You pay $35 a month. But like I said, how long would it take you to save $3,000 or $35 a month? Okay. Well, eventually, you know, most insurance policies do cost us money, whether it's car insurance or homeowner's insurance.
Yeah.
That all costs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that we never get a return on. I mean, you've probably owned a home pretty much all of your married life, and we don't get a lot. I mean, you get a hailstorm once every 15 or 20 years, and that's about it.
Yeah.
We pay those premiums out year after year. You don't want a fire or a tornado. I'd rather pay the premiums than have the damage. Mm-hmm. I don't want the damage either. But, you know, and how many cars have you totaled in your lifetime? Yeah. And so think of all the insurance premiums you've paid, and you'll probably never have a wreck at this age now. And so all that money's gone now, those insurance. Well, our program says, no, you're investing $35 a month into a program that guarantees at some point in time, we're going to pay your family
$3,000. I don't have the extra $35.
How do you know until you try?
I know. God has barely made it for most of the day.
Well, and that's where most of my clients are. But that's the importance of these programs. What are the options? Okay, who's going to pay the difference? Who's going to come up with the extra money when you're gone? Your kids are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's their problem. They're going to have to come up with the extra money after you're gone. I don't know where your kids are at financially. It's none of my business. How many children do you have?
Six.
You have six children? Not a big deal. They all got to come up with $500. Not a big deal. For some of them, they no way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem that we run up against. I've never had anybody call me in 21 years, and no one's ever called me up and said, Jim, my mom passed away, and we've got too much money. You sent us too much money. Do you want some of it back? But I get calls almost every week. some people saying, hey, Jim, you set up a $5,000 program for my mom about 20 years ago, and she passed away the other day, and is that all there was? Because we got to come up with another $3,000 or $4,000. If this is, and I said, I'm sorry, that's all there was. That's all your mom could afford to do. We tried, we made some change. Now, dang it, we'll have to figure something out. And so that's the problem, is it falls back on the families then to come up with that extra money. So, when you got this card in the mail and you read it over, you circled the $7,500, you knew there would be a cost involved. What did you think would be an affordable payment?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about it at the time. But I'm already paying $37 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I should have kicked myself, because I should never be able to say anything. Mm-hmm. It just makes you have a trip for nothing.
Well, and I appreciate that, but yeah, that doesn't change your situation.
Yeah.
I mean, my job is to solve your problem, and I'm not, you know, that frustrates me more than anything.
Yeah,
you know, that,
I just can't afford it, and that's it. I mean, that's the truth.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I mean, I can't give you more money. I can't raise your income.
Yeah, you can handle $500.
That wouldn't solve your problem. Oh, $500 a month, yeah, that would solve your problem. Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, I don't have to say it, but I just can't do it. I do it at the time. I never even thought of that. I never even thought of that.
Yeah, because you just mailed this to me a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, just got that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing is you know, talk with your son, because he can buy it on you too. I mean, he can make a $35 payment.
Yeah.
In fact, you can hang on to this. Yep. You can hang on to that too. Just drop that too, either way.
I usually don't mail anything like that.
Well, but you know, it's funny.
I throw everything in the trash to under the fruit, and all these phone calls I get every day. Oh my God.
But it's interesting, is that a lot of people tell me that, but there's something that told you to mail that in, and you're not giving yourself the opportunity to solve this problem. I mean, you're looking at one aspect of it, and that's, you know, the cost. And we have to look beyond that. We have to say, well, yeah, I understand it's $35 a month, but in exchange for the $35, what do I have? You have $3,000. It's like opening up a bank account. Well, but why do you do any of this? I mean, I've got children. I mean, everything we do in life is to make life better for somebody else, whether it's a spouse or a child or whatever it may be. And so, you know, it's all part of it. But it also gives you that peace of mind knowing, do your children pay your bills now? Does your son come in and buy your groceries for you? No. Does he pay your utility bills for you? So why would you expect him to pay your funeral expenses?
You know, the bills have come up so much.
Well, and that's not going to change. And that's not going to change. But what I'm saying is you're throwing a bill back on your family when they don't pay your bills now, and expecting them to understand that they got to come up with $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 when you pass away. And that's not, you know, so that's what I say. There's more to it than just the cost involved. There's a lot more to it. It's the ability to, you know, to sleep at night, to have the peace of mind knowing I'm not going to financially burden. Well, tell me this. Can you promise me that your children are going to bury you?
Yeah.
How? What if they all die before you do?
I doubt that. Too many of them.
Stranger things have happened. I got a lady in Newton who's buried 6 children. She's about your age, 81, 82 years of age. She's buried all 6 of her children. And she told me that. She said, I never expected to bury all my children. She says, you know, to have an accident here or something like that happen. But she says, not all 6 of them. You know, well, she could have said, when she got the card from me, she could have said, I'm not going to worry about this because my kids will take care of that. But she didn't. She said, well, I'm going to take care of this. The crazy thing is actually one of the claims I paid was on one of her children. She actually contacted me to put a pulse on her 52-year-old daughter. And like 5 or 6 years later, I got a death claim on her. That's the only reason when I stopped to see her, I said, my word. I said, that's unusual for you to bury a child. She goes, I buried all 6 of my children. She was the last one. She buried all 6 of her children. So, you know, those are things that, you know, we make assumptions in life. No, you don't. You don't. So we make all these assumptions in life, thinking, oh, well, I'm not going to worry about it. My kids can take care of that. Well, and this is where the problem, and I'm running into this a lot, is with the economy the way it is, a lot of your people's children are getting, you're not going to get laid off. Your income is locked. Your income is guaranteed. You're going to get paid every month no matter what.
Oh, they may stop Social Security.
No. They stop Social Security and you're going to have a civil war. I mean, there's going to be more than just a dead president. We're going to have a lot of dead people up there. So they're not going to stop Social Security. But the thing is you're counting on your children having good jobs all these years. You pass away. Yeah, so your children get laid off, and 2 months later, you pass away. They're going, thanks, Mom. I get laid off, and you tag me for $3,000 for funeral expenses.
But I still pay for it.
I understand, but you got to think all this through. You're looking at one aspect of the whole thing. And there's a lot of, you know, you've lived longer than I have, and there's a lot of ways to skin a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're only looking at one way. And all you're worried about is the $35 a month. Well,
I've got to worry about it.
I understand you do. I'm not saying don't worry about that, but I'm saying, you know, when the problem becomes big enough.
There was a time when $35 didn't mean much, but you know, with everything going up, it doesn't.
I understand. But what I'm saying is when the additional $3,000 becomes important enough, the $35 won't matter. Now, I don't know when that'll happen. Usually it's when you can't get the $33,000 because you've developed a cancer, had a heart attack or stroke, you're going to a nursing home. Then I get the phone calls from the kids. Usually they find my business card. I had one last week.
Yeah.
You know, some lady in Manhattan was looking for, wanted to know if her husband bought a policy for me. And I said, no, he did not. A little late. A little late now. So, anyway, well, thanks for your time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with your son. Let me know one way. That's toll free number. Let me know one way or the other.
Okay.
All right.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, ANDDONE, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.